This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Bite Size Business Breakfast for Thursday, January the 14th, put together by producer Shruti Rajendran. Hey, Shruti.
Hello.
So, special focus today on vaccines. We had not one, not two, but three doctors because we've had so many questions. And not just so many questions, so many people writing in with misinformation that we thought we need to clarify a bunch of stuff here. So we started with Dr. Iyaz Virgi, didn't we, of New York University, Abu Dhabi, who's just brilliant, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And he explained how not just about how vaccines work, but also about the efficacy, because a lot of people talk about it's 50%, it's 80%, it's 90%. And he explained it really doesn't matter.
No, he said, whatever vaccine you get, he's had the Sinopharm one. He said, just what if you get a chance to get a vaccine, just take it. One stat he gave me was, because some people are worried about getting a vaccine. He said the risks of an allergic reaction to the Sinopharm vaccine are 1 in 1 million. The risks of dying from COVID are 30,000 in a million. So do the maths, get a vaccine. So that was him. Then, staying in Abu Dhabi, we spoke to Dr. Marwan Al-Kabi from Seha. And similar message from him.
Yes, this is a push from the UAE to get more people to go out and get vaccinated. But we have to say that up until yesterday afternoon, the figures were just over 118,000 doses of vaccination given out in the UAE. So it is a positive number. But he also explained how just because you've got the vaccine, it doesn't mean that you can stop taking the safety precautions.
And finally, we wrapped up with the voice and the face in many ways of the UAE's drive against COVID-19 for the past year or so, Dr. Farida Al-Hassani.
Yes, very interesting interview there, because she also explained why getting a vaccine is better than actually getting COVID. And again, all three doctors just come back to the same point that get the vaccine, it's better. It increases your chances of surviving COVID than not getting the vaccine.
We'll hear from all of them. Finally, we're going to get details of Sir Tim Clark of Emirates Airline, the president there. He's been speaking to Reuters and actually a relatively upbeat assessment of the future of the airline industry over the next few months or so. All of that to come. First up, though, a quick word to you today. Producer Shruti Rajendran, stepping in, reading the news on The Business Breakfast.
Yes, it was tough, but it's done.
It was word perfect. Thanks very much indeed. Right, vaccines are a big talking point today. It's fair to say we've been inundated with questions throughout the week, both on this radio show, throughout the day on Dubai Eye, social media channels as well, questions about vaccines. And honestly, as good as Serena is, and she's taken the day off today, and as much as we try and do our research, there are limits to what we can answer. So today, we've got a series of experts. As Tom mentioned a little bit later on, he's got Dr. Marwan from Seha, Dr. Farida joining us as well. But right now, it's a real pleasure to cross live to the nation's capital, to New York University, Abu Dhabi. The medical director of the health center there joins us on the line, Dr. Iyaz Virgi. Dr. Iyaz, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So we've heard a couple of your comments already this morning, but I want to start off with the helicopter view, that the bigger picture concern, and it's the question we get more and more than any other, is the vaccine safe and should we have it?
Yeah, so that's actually easy. Yes, the vaccine is safe and effective, and we should have it. So I think we should remember what the pandemic has put us through. And if we're looking through the way out of it, the vaccine is key. And the sooner we have widespread utilization, the sooner we get out of it.
The other question, that's the first question we have. And a close second is, well, which one should I have? And we know that people have their own prejudices about the Sinopharm vaccine or the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, or, oh, well, I'm going to wait for Moderna or AstraZeneca or whatever it may be. What message do you have for people who are weighing up that choice?
Yeah, I would say unless you're actually looking at the clinical trials themselves and not necessarily just looking at headlines, then that's a little bit too discerning. I would recommend taking the first vaccine that were available to you. I took the Sinopharm vaccine and I have absolutely no issues with it at all. The technology is sound. It's been around for 100 years or so. Sinopharm is a reputable Chinese company. And as soon as it was made available to me, I took it and I recommended it for my family members. If you have read about the Moderna vaccine and are interested in the mRNA technology and would like to get that, since it's available now in Dubai, I would say that would be fine too. But the key is to get vaccinated.
So, in terms of being protected not just against the, if you like, the traditional version of COVID-19, but these mutations we're reading about, there's one in South Africa, there's one in the United Kingdom, potentially another one in Japan as well. What do we know about how effective they are?
Yeah, so these genomic mutations are something that we've seen with the coronavirus so far. I think we're seeing about 1 to 2 a month. And these recent ones, this recent complex, the B117, which is looking like it's causing a greater spread of the virus. It's increasing the R-naught, not necessarily the virulence of the virus. But from early studies we have right now, it seems as though the vaccines are effective. These are in vitro studies, kind of pulling the vaccines against these mutations. They seem to be effective. We'll learn more in the coming weeks to months.
Another question that we get time and time again is whether or not people have been vaccinated. They may be themselves protected, but can they still transmit the virus to people they work with, to their family members, to people who they meet socially? What does the evidence tell us about that so far?
So that's a great question, and we don't have the answer to that yet. So once you're vaccinated and you know, you're able to carry an immune response and really protect yourself from severe disease, and quite frankly, any disease for a lot of people, that may not necessarily mean you can't be a carrier. You might have some viral RNA able to, you know, live in your nostrils, and you might be able to pass it on, though that will be less likely. We'll learn more about that in the coming months, but I think first things first is getting as many people protected as possible should be our goal.
Debbie writes in about the different types of vaccines and says, okay, so if I have one type of vaccine here, but then other countries decide not to recognize that vaccine, can I take another type later? And I get what Debbie says, because in a lot of countries, the United States, a lot of European countries as well, they're going for things like the names they know, the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca and so on. If we get things like health passports for travel, is the Sinopharm vaccine, do we think, going to be recognized if we want to fly to Germany or Japan? What do we know about that, if anything, Dr. Ayaz?
Yeah, that's another very good question. And I think the interchangeability of the vaccines is a big question. And there's a debate going on, even among the potential compatibility of taking maybe a first Pfizer dose and the second Moderna dose. And that's going on in the U.S. You've got people on one side saying it's fine, others on the other saying, well, listen, we don't have the data yet. But now when you're interchanging between mechanisms of vaccines, like, for example, Sinopharm is an inactivated vaccine going to an mRNA like Pfizer or going to a viral vector like the AstraZeneca, that's a little bit harder. We should, you know, probably we won't have that information until later. But I would highly recommend people to get the vaccine that's available to them. And I'll give you my own personal story. I went back to the U.S. and I staffed the COVID unit. I just got back yesterday, actually. And as soon as the Sinopharm vaccine was available, I took it, knowing that the mRNA vaccine would be available a couple weeks later from my own hospital in the U.S. But I chose to get vaccinated sooner rather than later. And I'm going to get my second dose of the Sinopharm, hopefully as soon as I'm able to.
How much should people worry about the efficacy numbers, Dr. Ayaz? Because this is another thing that people are saying. They're looking at 86%. They're looking at 70-something percent. They're looking at sort of data coming out of Brazil. If you're 50% protected, are you protected?
So that's actually the cutoff, is 50%. So the vaccines have been over-producing. They've been overachieving. So we're seeing numbers like the Pfizer and Moderna at 94%, 95%. We're seeing AstraZeneca at 70%. You're seeing Sinopharm in UAE at 86%, in China at 79%. We're going to see some bouncing here because what's so coming out, you know, these are large multinational studies. So Sinopharm is getting looked at in the UAE and Bahrain and Turkey, Indonesia. You'll see, you know, the AstraZeneca vaccine and the Pfizer vaccines. These are multinational studies. So you might see a little bit of bouncing there. And then eventually it'll probably settle to more of an average. But I'm not worried about that. I think that they have been safe and they've been effective. And Sinopharm, if you look at the phase one and phase two trials, you had 100% getting immunologic responses that people produce antibodies. So it's all very reassuring.
So Dr. Ayaz, how long do they last? I know you don't have a precise answer, but what do we know? And I'm going to be selfish in asking this question. I did the trial back in August. 5 months ago now. Is it wearing off? Do I still have a level of protection? I mean, how do you know? It's not like your iPhone when you can see your battery going down and you think, okay, I'm only 12% today. I need to go and charge my iPhone. What can you tell us?
So that's another great question. So the immune system is complicated. So you've got three main levels. You've got barrier immunity, you've got innate immunity, then you've got adaptive immunity. So these vaccines are really targeting that adaptive immunity. This is a type of immunity that's in higher primates. We remember things. So when you get exposed to this antigen, this foreign substance, then your body has a number of reactions, not just antibodies, which we all hear about, you know, in the news and that, but there are these memory cells, these memory T cells, memory B cells, and they are all conferring a level of protection. Oftentimes, this isn't talked about, but people who have gotten the flu vaccine or their childhood MMR vaccines have actually been shown to have less severe courses with COVID-19, about a 15% risk reduction in severe illness, because these vaccines are doing a lot for us. But the question is very good. We don't know whether it's going to be, you know, lasting a year or 5 years, or whether this is going to end up needing to be a booster once a year, because there are going to be viral mutation strains that we're just going to have to cover, just like we do with the flu shot. And I would say, if I had to guess, I think it would be the latter. I think that this will continue to be with us, and that we would probably need booster shots at a defined interval at some point.
Dr. Ayaz, great talking to you. Really appreciate your insights this morning. That is the voice of Dr. Ayaz Virgi. He's medical director of the Health Center at New York University in Abu Dhabi.
This is the Bite Size Business Breakfast, exclusively on DubaiEye1038.com.
Hashtag choose to vaccinate. Hashtag together we recover. Those are the hashtags trending at the moment, as more and more residents and citizens are, of course, heeding the advice to get vaccination. Thank you for all your questions. We put them to our esteemed guest in a few moments' time. Thank you for your messages as well. This one, in a little earlier on, I had my first dose of Sinopharm at Dubai Parks yesterday. Highly efficient, extremely well organised, very proud of what the UAE government is doing to protect all of its citizens. Everyone should get the vaccine. That was from Liz, a long-term resident here in the UAE. I'm sure that will be music to the ears of our next guest, because Liz is just one of, well, certainly as of late yesterday afternoon, almost 120,000 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine had been provided in the UAE within just the last 24 hours. The Abu Dhabi Health Services Company has opened two more new COVID-19 vaccination centres in Abu Dhabi and one in Dubai within that time period. And joining us now, absolute pleasure to be joined by the acting COO of the Abu Dhabi Health Services Company, or SEHA, Dr. Marwan Al-Kabi. Dr. Al-Kabi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning to you and to your listeners.
Really appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time for you and your team at the moment. But first and foremost, if we could ask you, in terms of dispelling some of the uncertainties out there amongst our listeners and viewers, how does the vaccine work? How does the vaccine protect us against the virus?
It's very technical, and I think a scientist would be much better at answering that question. But in general, the vaccine's objective is to help our bodies develop immunity against the virus, and without getting the virus. Because, you know, with getting the viruses, you develop immunity normally, but we don't want that. So the vaccines aim to help our bodies to recognize how does the virus look, and then develop immunity. So whenever we are exposed to a virus, obviously we have a good immunity that protects us against it.
In terms of, again, those uncertainties and trying to allay some of those concerns, a lot of people are concerned about what happens next. Okay, I go and get the vaccine, but in terms of side effects, in terms of symptoms, are there any?
To be honest with you, that's why you can see the very huge rollout of the vaccine. All what we've seen over the past many months now, it proved to be very safe, actually. Most of the symptoms or side effects were very local to where we inject the vaccine, and all of them disappear within 24 to 48 hours. So that's why we believe it's very, very, very safe for everyone to take it. Obviously, there are a group of people that are not yet eligible to take it because of lack of studies understanding on the effect of vaccine on them. Other than that, I think it's very safe, and I encourage everyone to go for it.
And in terms of the what happens next, lots of our listeners been texting in, this one from Andrew in JBR, saying, how do we show that we've had it? Once you've had the vaccine, do you get a card? Do you get some sort of documentation to show that you have been vaccinated?
Yes, with the Saha, we actually give them a card after their first dose, and obviously they come to the second dose, they get it updated. So it shows that they've got their vaccine. However, there is another initiative, I think, by Ministry of Health. Hopefully by then we'll have a vaccination card that is unique and unified for all the UAE.
Once somebody has got the vaccine, what's next for them? There have been suggestions that people have been removing their masks, going about life as normal. Yeah. Do you have to still adhere to precautionary measures once you've had the vaccine?
Yes, you do. And that's a very good question. And thank you for bringing it up. And taking the vaccine doesn't mean going back to without taking, basically stopping all the other measures. Because protection is the number one protection measure we need to, against the virus, and with the vaccine, we need to continue on doing it, because we're still not sure if we are, even if we are not affected by the virus, maybe we are not transmitting it to someone to a loved one who were not able to take the vaccine. And the spread of vaccine does not help us going back to our normal life. So I urge everyone to continue taking the same measures we've been taking over the past month, which has been helping all of us to go slowly to back to our normal lives.
And just in terms of another common concern out there, which is the idea of people saying, look, if I don't get vaccinated, it's fine because I'll be one of the small percentage that isn't getting vaccinated. Large percentage are. Why is it important that everyone gets vaccinated?
It is important because having some of us vaccinated and protected does not stop the pandemic and does not help us again going back to our normal life. So the more of us take the vaccine, the less the virus available within our community. So the faster we can get back to our normal life. We aim to vaccinate everyone who is eligible for the vaccine. And only by then we will be able to have our lives back, and it's going to be a safe community for all of us.
Dr. Marwan, I have the most Dubai question for you here. Someone yeah. has written in to say, I want to get vaccinated, but I don't want to queue. I'm very busy. Can I pay and go privately? Well, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's available for pay. It's free for everyone. And we are sorry that some people have to wait. And whenever we see a big waiting time, or a long waiting time, or a big queue waiting, we try to develop additional capacity and different extend working hours and so on. We are thrilled about the number of people coming to take the vaccine, and we don't want that to stop. However, it's still not yet available for self-pay, but we can promise them. We are continuously or almost twice daily reviewing the numbers in all of our centers and trying to create additional capacity either by increasing the physical capacity or extended working hours and so on.
Dr. Marwan, a lot of people texting in about shopping for vaccines at the moment, but also crunching the numbers on efficacy. Should people be paying attention as to, whether I should get Sinopharm or, whether I should get Pfizer, and looking at efficacy percentages?
I don't think they should do that. Any vaccine is a good vaccine, and most of them, if they are approved by the Ministry of Health and the UAE and other organizations around the world, They that means they are safe and they are effective enough for us to reach to a herd immunity eventually. So I wouldn't go and shop for different vaccines. Any vaccine is a good vaccine, and if it's approved, available wherever you're living, I think you should go for it.
On that note, actually, on approvals, a lot of expats living here, obviously, Dr. Marwan, and one question that we're getting time and time again, this is from Fiona. What happens if I take Sinopharm and my home country then only accepts Pfizer for entry? I might not be able to travel home. Do we know anything more about sort of uniformity of these things being signed off?
I don't think anything is there yet, and I'm not, to be honest, involved with those discussions internationally and so on. But again, I mean, the most the aim for the whole rollout of vaccine now is to protect our communities. So yeah, I think it's too early. And again, if it's Sinopharm or Pfizer, they're all like huge companies, and they are recognized internationally. So the more international agencies are recognizing them and approving their product for COVID vaccine, I think there will be, to be honest, this is just my own view. I don't anticipate any issues with that.
Dr. Marwan, we only have another 30 seconds. Just finally, in conclusion, what is your message to listeners and viewers out there when it comes to the vaccine?
I ask and urge all of them to actually go for the vaccine. The faster we all get vaccinated, the faster we get back to our normal life. At the same time, I go back to your note, we should continue adhering to all measures that is that has been protecting us against the vaccine, the virus, since the start of the pandemic.
Dr. Marwan Al-Kabi, acting COO of Seha, the Abu Dhabi Health Services Company. Thank you so much indeed for your time this morning. Hashtag choose to vaccinate.
Catch up on the business headlines with the Bite-Sized Business Breakfast.
The vaccines are available, and to that end, it is, I think it's inherent to remember that the UAE is considered among the very first countries to approve the emergency license for the vaccine. That was back in October of last year. The vaccines are now available. It's good to see that people are heeding the advice to get the vaccines as well and to get vaccinated. To that end, no shortage of hashtags out there at the moment. Hashtag Together We Recover is one that is trending at present. And another is the hashtag Choose to Vaccinate. Tell us a little bit more about the campaign and the aim behind it. Absolute pleasure to be joined by one of the most recognisable faces and voices of the fight against COVID-19, the Director of Communicable Diseases Department at Abu Dhabi Public Health Centre. Dr. Farida Al-Hassani joins us again live on the show. Dr. Farida, thank you so much indeed for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tom. I'm really pleased to be with you today.
Really appreciate your time. And obviously, last time we spoke, we were in the midst of the fight against COVID-19. We are still in that midst, but things are moving forward apace, now more so than the vaccination program we are in at the moment. Why the need to take the message to a hashtag? Talk to us about hashtag choose to vaccinate and your aims there.
We launched a national campaign for COVID vaccination because we believe that it's very important for all individuals in our community to get vaccinated at this stage. We believe that if we reached more than 50% of our population vaccinated, it's definitely the adult population. We believe that this will provide us more protection and against COVID. So we advise everyone to be part of the team who break the chain of infection and trim over COVID-19 and get vaccinated as soon as possible.
I mentioned milestones a little earlier on, the UAE becoming one of the first countries globally to approve emergency licenses for the vaccine. Now, of course, being recognised as one of the most efficient in delivering the vaccine as well. How important is that to you, to your team, to health authorities, not just in Abu Dhabi, but the whole of the United Arab Emirates, to see these achievements get results?
Definitely it's really the pleasure to see all of this international ranking that we see for UAE. We could not reach this success without the support of our leadership and their commitment with us to ensure the safety of the community. I see the figures with really happiness, and although we put a lot of efforts in the healthcare, but we see these efforts really translated into actions, and also we see the change that happens in our community. So we are really very pleased.
Extraordinary efforts from the health authorities here in the region. However, you do need residents and citizens to adhere to that advice and to get vaccinated. To that end, you've been kind enough to come on and answer some of the questions that are coming into us this morning, flooding into us. One of them, Dr. Farida, that occurs time and time again, is why the need for two doses? Why the need for two shots of the vaccines?
Well, it's really depending on the type of the vaccine. Most of the vaccines currently require two doses. The second dose is really to enhance the immunity. There is a level of threshold that we need to reach to get a good level of protection. So based on the studies that have been conducted in UAE and other countries, we believe that it's better to take two doses to get the required enough level of protection.
Another question that is recurring for us, and I know it is something that you're trying to get the message across, is people saying, OK, where do we book appointments? Is it key for us to mention to people that they do not need appointments?
Well, we tried our best to provide the vaccination in many outlets. Some of them will require appointment, but others are available for walk-in. We do have the vaccination available in clinics, in different clinics, and also it's available in majlises and in some of the drive-through centers. So it's better to book the appointment in advance, but also in certain locations, you can really access the vaccine easily and on time. It's also available in the different outlets of the private sector, especially the major providers of major hospitals in the private sector. So again, if you are following any of those private sectors or you are a patient there, you should ask for it and hopefully you'll get it as soon as possible.
We understand that obviously senior citizens and those with chronic diseases are being prioritised at the moment to receive the vaccine. Lots of questions, though, coming in, Dr. Frieda, with regards to other parts of the community, be that tourists coming in to the UAE or, of course, children as well. Any information you can share with us with regards to the extension of the vaccination programme to others?
Well, currently the vaccination is available for all adult residents and nationals in different locations, as we said. For tourists, it's currently not provided. The priority is definitely for the high-risk and elderly population, but we also make sure that anyone who is above 18 have the good access to take the vaccine.
Other questions coming through with regards to the period between taking the first dose and the second dose. Should one test positive for COVID-19 during the two doses being administered? Is there any change there? What happens then if one were to test positive?
There might be some change needed required based on his medical status. So what I would advise is he needs to inform the doctor regarding his infection. Maybe there will be some delay or he might get it on time, depending on his health status. Sometimes, actually majority of times, the doctor might request immunity test to check whether the current infection will provide enough immunity or he will require another booster dose. For most of cases who get asymptomatic type of illness or very mild symptoms, they might really require the second dose because this type of infection, in most of the asymptomatic cases, the immunity is not enough to protect him from another attack.
Others texting in asking about the protection that various vaccines offer at the moment. We know that two have been approved here. Can you just clarify for us that the vaccines that have been approved within the UAE, both of those vaccines protect against COVID-19?
Yeah, it's a very important question, Tom. Thank you. The protection that we are looking for is first the protection against complications and death. And both vaccines provide 100% immunity. In other words, if you take the vaccine, you are protected from the complications of the illness, regardless of what type of the vaccine that you are taking here in UAE. And this is the most important message that I would like to emphasize on.
Dr. Frieda, it's always lovely to chat with you. Thank you so much indeed to you and your team for everything you're doing for all of us in the fight against COVID-19. That was Dr. Frieda Al-Hassani, the director of the Communicable Diseases Department at the Abu Dhabi Public Health Centre, joining us live on the line. And of course, reiterating the hashtag, choose to vaccinate.
Just the highlights. This is the Bite-Sized Business Breakfast.
Looking at the top stories this morning, Emirates is our top business story today. Just quickly for people just tuning in, Brandy, can you recap the core details from that interview that Tim Clark's given with Reuters? Because I'm reading it as pretty bullish.
It is very bullish. And to be fair, he has been throughout this pandemic. He's looking at global vaccination programs, hopefully speeding up. And that is his caveat. He says at pace a couple of times during this interview. But basically, if everything gets going, he says that they could have their Airbus A380s, their Boeing 777s, so the big planes in, well, the Emirates planes, let's be fair, because Emirates is a big plane network, in the air by the end of the year. He says that they will report a loss for the full year, the full financial year this year, which is March the 31st. End of, but return to profitability by 2023. And that they don't need any more cash, any more financial support from the government.
That is good news. It is, he says, linked to the vaccine. Similar message yesterday from the UAE Energy Minister, Sahel Al-Masroui, speaking at a conference. He said he's bullish about the oil demand this year and next year. He said the recovery is faster than he had expected, and it's because of the vaccine.
There are now plans in many countries to go and vaccinate a good percentage of the people by the first quarter. If that happens and we see a demand recovery, then I think the market can absorb it.
And you get the sense that the UAE, all different facets of it, speaking with one voice on this. You've got Sahel Al-Masroui, he's the energy minister, saying take the vaccine. You've got Sir Tim Clark of Emirates saying let's get a vaccine. And Tom, of course, you were just speaking to Dr. Marwan at Seha saying get the vaccine. And it's not as if he's saying, oh, well, you should get the Sinopharm vaccine because we're in Abu Dhabi and that's the vaccine we've got. He's saying just take any vaccine. If you get offered a vaccine, take it.
Yeah, well, that was one of the things that I really took away from that one. It was just, you know, any vaccine is a good vaccine in terms of the vaccines that are available here. They've all been approved. They've all gone through the testing process, etc. Whichever one is available to you, take it. There's no point shopping around for it. Plus, you know, we're seeing these reports coming through about efficacy in different parts of the world and that how that's being reported. The investigations, the research has been done here. The authorities are very, very confident, 100%, extremely confident, bullish almost, about the vaccines that are currently available here, and that's why they are available.
It's great that people are heeding the message to go and get the vaccine. The queues, as you mentioned in the traffic report there, they're building up down at Dubai Parks and Resorts to get into the vaccination centre there. But we're beginning to see the nasty side of that. Queue jumpers. There's a message come in. No name on this. Yeah, I was on that bridge yesterday to get my booster. The queue jumpers were doing their best. Police are at the top of the bridge trying to stop them, but they can only do so much. Brandy, you've been getting reports from your correspondents at various vaccine centres that people not in cars, but just literally with their elbows barging to the front of the queue.
Yeah, hovering on the side of queues near the openings of the gates and just sort of, yeah, worming their way in, as it were.
Please, I mean, do we have to say it? It seems that we do have to say it. Please be respectful when queuing up for your vaccine. Everyone wants to get one, but whether you're in your car or standing in line, just do the decent thing if you wouldn't mind. Thank you very much indeed.
Podcasts, that's the way forward. Just download a load of really good podcasts and then just enjoy.
Well, you've got a stack of books to take with you, haven't you?
I do. I'm doing some moderating for the Emirates Lit Fest, so I have quite a bit of reading to get through, so that'll keep me...
Oh, what have you got?
Oh, I've got My Sister the Serial Killer, which was a huge novel last year. Not my sister, the
troubles.
Serial killer.
So, you can remember your sister's name yesterday.
Yeah.
Friend last night was...
No, it was Alice. It was. She's 40... What is she? 44. It's 4 years ago. It was for her 40th birthday. And it's called The Alice or something like that.
This is a... Sorry,
Doc
recap.
Martens. Yeah.
If you weren't listening yesterday, we're talking about Dr. Martens boots. They've got an IPO coming up. Tom knows them. His sister knows them. And they named a boot after your sister, the Alice.
Allegedly. I've yet to wear a pair. But she's not a serial killer, so I'm fine with that at the moment. Your sister, on the other hand.
My sister is a government lawyer. She's not doing anything of the
sort. That's a good cover for a serial killer, isn't it?
But friend last night watching Bridgerton. Stop it! In the queue for a vaccine on a phone. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope there were no children standing behind that person. Cause
it was in the family queue, actually. Now that you mention it.
Go on.
Entertain yourself. Take yourself down to the dump.
It isn't going very well, is it? Stop. Business Breakfast, Dubai Eye 103.8.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.